is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Handheld radios used by Hezbollah detonated on Wednesday across Lebanon South and in the Beirut suburbs, further stoking tensions with Israel a day after similar explosions by the group's pagers. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
The death toll from Tuesday's pager explosions rose to 12, including two children, with nearly 3,000 injured. At a funeral for four of those killed by the exploding pagers, Hezbollah official Hashem Saifuddin promised a response.
This aggression inevitably has its own punishment. It has its own retribution. This punishment will come, God willing. We will not talk much, as tomorrow the talk will be for the master of the resistance.
A senior Lebanese security source said the explosives were planted months earlier by Israel's spy agency, Mossad. Israel's military has declined to comment on the blasts.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said on Wednesday the U.S. remains involved in intensive diplomatic efforts to prevent an escalation of the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon.
All I can tell you is we're still putting our shoulder to the wheel to get the hostages home and get a ceasefire in place, as daunting as that is today. And we are still involved in intensive diplomacy to try to prevent a second front from opening up on that border with Lebanon.
The handheld radios used by Lebanese armed group Hezbollah that detonated on Wednesday across Lebanon South, killing several people and wounding hundreds, that further stoked tensions with Israel a day after the similar explosions by the group's pagers. Kirby said the U.S. was not involved in the devices in the device blasts. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.